K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
Good morning, KC2 and VM.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How are you today?
KC2 and VM, anyone out there? I'm trying something new today.
All right. Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Jeff. I heard both of you guys in there. I was sounding a little weird, so I did a reset on my end, see what that was all about, and I am back in here. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I am trying EchoLink for the first time. How's it coming across?
It is definitely making it through. It sounds quite a bit garbled. EchoLink has a reputation of having low audio quality, but it's actually pretty weird. Sounds like you're talking into, I don't know, I'm going to say fish tank, but underwater. Yeah, maybe underwater. That is the... I guess the term I am wanting to apply to what I'm hearing.
It could be the fact that it's connected to the car, so it's using the car audio and microphone as opposed to the cell phone.
That very much could explain it. That's a lot of my connectivity issues, and I have had all kinds of trouble, especially... if I'm trying to use the vehicle Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth audio at the same time, it's like they use the same transceiver, and it shares resources and bounces back and forth. You get this this packet loss, you get this jitter, maybe even this underwater sound. Yeah. I would have to bet that if you use the Wi-Fi and, well, I guess you say you are. So, yeah, I don't know why it sounds like that. It could be just EchoLink in general.
Simply more research is needed and testing.
Yeah, it could be some noise reduction that it's doing. Maybe who was I talking to? Was it Mark Foley? Something about adjusting the gain in EchoLink. I was talking to somebody at one point in time. Anyway, good morning. And good morning to you, Brad. I definitely heard you in there before, too. This is KGPCB.
Yeah, good morning to both of you. It was interesting to hear Jeff so early in his commute in. I can hear him. I can understand him. But there is almost like an echo to it. Same thing when we were talking to Mark that one time.
So I know you're connected into Ross's node, Jeff. It'll be very interesting if you were to connect into mine, the K2PCB one, instead of KC2PED. Assuming that's where you're connected in.
That is correct. KC2PET is where I'm at.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be today, but it might be interesting to, if you connected the K2PCB, and see if it sounded any different, just in the way that it connects into EchoLink into the All-Star node. I don't know if it would make a difference. I'm just curious. But let's see. How was your wedding this weekend?
It was fantastic. It was probably the greatest wedding I've ever attended, and I've been to hundreds. And with no prejudice, it was just run very well. The DJ was amazing, very charismatic, got everybody up and dancing all the time. The ceremony was beautiful. It was downtown in the city of Buffalo, in a really small church that looked like it would be horrible, but it was amazing inside. It was all beautifully reworked.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. I have a party coming up this Saturday, I think. It's a Lynn's High School reunion, if you want to go. And I think there's going to be music. What did she tell me? She said, I better be on my game. I don't know what that means. Does that mean I have to, cutting the rug, burning up the dance floor? Or does that mean just socialize? And I didn't get the details on that, but can't imagine it's going to be as fun as what you just had or went to. But, we'll make the best of that when it comes up. So how was your weekend, Brad?
It was good. We babysat Friday night and didn't get home till almost midnight. So a little tired Saturday. Did get a few things done. Took the Dodge out for a ride yesterday and did a couple other small things. Did play with SST over the weekend. I still can't seem to get a decent picture yet, but I think it's just a settings thing. So we'll work on it again today.
Well, that's somewhat promising. Yeah, I guess not the end of the world. You figure it out when you do. Maybe the transmitters, transmitter receiver are too close or something. It's the only other thing I can think of. But yeah, I was doing a little cleaning up in the garage this weekend. Lynn and I spent a couple hours out there. Well, yeah, maybe a couple hours, maybe two. It wasn't too long straightening up. She was mostly working on all these bins of decorations and, each one, sorting it out by Thanksgiving and Easter, and a lot of things got mixed. So she was working on that. I was trying to sort out all the stuff that I could part with, and I started dipping into some of my, I'll just say, miscellaneous electronics bins and, boy, it was hard to part with any of that stuff. So back on the shelf it went. But yesterday was kind of a productive weekend, and nothing really too eventful this weekend. It was shopping. Nothing exciting. I guess I really have nothing to report. But it was a nice weekend. The weather was decent.
Yeah, the weather was decent. I did go to a party with Travis Terry and a couple of the other guys from PFT Manufacturing Engineering down at his camp in Angelica. It was a long ride out, a long ride back, but other than that, it was a nice day.
Oh, we do like that Angelica ride. Once a year, we like to make it out to Cartwright's Maple Tree Inn. Out there, I don't know if it's technically Angelica or technically Short Track, but it's over that way. I like it out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is a nice ride. It would be a great ride on a motorcycle, the way I went, the way Google sent me. And it's interesting is I went through a little town, I think it's called Eagle, but my mom used to call it Bliss. And I went by an old great aunt's house. I remember being there as a kid. I think it's been the first time I've been there in like 30, 40 years maybe. So that was kind of cool. Kind of brought back a lot of memories.
So does that house still belong to somebody in the family?
Unfortunately, no. If I remember correctly, the aunt and uncle that lived there when I was visiting, I think they only had one daughter, and she lived out of town, so I really don't know when it up with the house. The house looks totally different, so I'm almost wondering if they tore it down and rebuilt something else there. But definitely I could tell from the railroad bridge and the creek that was there that it was definitely their property.
Yeah, that's cool to be able to reminisce like that, even if it is just a quick cruise by. And but yeah, that flood of memories, that's pretty cool. I think I heard Jeff trying to get back in there. Was that you, Jeff?
Yeah, KC2NVM. I'm calling in to K2PCB to see how this works.
Okay. And at a first quick listen, I don't think that was the fix. It didn't sound horrible. What do you think, Brad?
I think it sounded better.
Yeah, maybe we'd have to hear more conversation. I don't want to jump to a conclusion. Yeah, tell us something else about your weekend there, Jeff.
Busy. Saturday, I ended up going over and picking up the tower that we dropped. So I got the rest of that back to my house. And then Eric, the pilot, came over and dropped off all the guy wires that they collected and some other little doodads and the screws, nuts, and bolts that kept it all together. And then yesterday, I got up before anybody else and went to Lowe's and bought more wood for the deck and started laying boards on the deck. My wife woke up kind of happy that getting some progress done on the deck. We got a couple holes, and I want to get them cleared up or patched before school starts, and then I have no time. Because in between me going to school, Zoe going to school, and then all the wrestling practices, I'm afraid that it would just sit over winter and we'd go out on the deck in the middle of a winter storm and fall through.
Yeah, that's good to get a little more done on the deck. Like you said, when school starts, that's going to definitely put a pinch on your availability. So yeah, whatever you can get done now, that's good. I would say coming in through EchoLink, even though it does sound different, it's probably a very viable connection method. And the good part about it is, you should be pretty consistent in your levels for Brad, Ross, and myself. So you should be able to get in, at least for what we do here in the morning in our travels. This should get you in everywhere. And you're using Bluetooth, which is also a benefit.
So everything sounds better through the Travis node as opposed to the Ross node?
I don't know if I could definitively say that. Maybe if I heard it back and forth a couple more times. Yeah, if you're going to continue to connect in through that method, just switch back and forth periodically. And if we say, oh my goodness, then we know. But yeah, I don't even know if there's anything that can be done as far as making any adjustments on the node side as far as the EchoLink connection. So I was just curious, that's all.
I also got my hands on a Raspberry Pi over the weekend, a 3B, and it did come with a screen, and the guy was like, I have no idea, I never used it. It still had the plastic film on it. So I immediately took it home, ripped off the plastic, and got it working. And kind of like it. And so I have a little case on order with a new power supply and a sticker that says my other computer costs $35.
So I thought you were using the Bluetooth connection.
My phone's connected. I don't know if it's connected through Bluetooth to the car.
Okay. It's just when you rolled up, I had seen you holding up the microphone, or I mean holding up the phone. I'm just thinking that should be going through the microphone in the vehicle, correct? Or do you have it set up so that only the speaker goes through the vehicle?
it's probably my ignorance that I'm just, I don't, does if I talk here, if I talk here, it's probably all just the same, but the habit of talking into something, not necessarily understanding the logistics of where everything is, because I think the microphone's above my head.
It's like the people you see driving down the street, and I don't think they grasp the concept of, you know, Bluetooth and hands-free to be compliant while driving, and they're holding up their phone in front of their face as they're driving along. Oh, crap. I got 6:45, so this is going to be abrupt, but I wish everyone 73, and I'll talk to you guys soon. This is K2PCB.
73's KC2NVM.